From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
All right, fellas, we got a special edition of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. All Ask Roz and Mocha. Got a bunch of people who we're going to be speaking with. We're going to start off with Aaron first. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. So what is your question?
If you were to give a housewarming gift to your kid who will eventually move out, what would it be? Provided that they already have, like, the kitchen equipment and tools and, like, major appliances in the house.
So what would...
Isn't a usual housewarming gift, like, a plant?
No, to your kids, though.
Plant?
To your kids. No.
Like, what about, like, money? Can I just give money? And then they can do what they want with it?
No, let's say a gift. Let's say a gift. Yeah, let's restrict it to
but
a gift
no
here.
No appliances.
So are you talking about, like, if you're older? How old are you right now?
I'm 29.
You're 29. You have no kids, do you?
I have one.
You have one kid. And how old is your kid?
Yeah. He's 16 months right now.
Okay, so you're talking of, like, what you would give to your future kid, or are you talking because your parents gave you a lousy housewarming gift?
No, my parents gave me a pretty good housewarming gift, but just in general, I guess. Like, once he eventually moves out.
Okay.
Okay. So no tools, no kitchen equipment, and no appliances.
What about, like, a heartfelt thing that they enjoyed while they lived with you, like a favorite chair or something sentimental? Like, not
they don't
something
want
new.
Your dirty old chair in
a
their
chair?
Condo. They don't want that.
You know
what?
My dad gave me the Lazy Boy that we used to cuddle in.
Yeah? And where is it now?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody wants the old chair from the family room in the house you grew up with in your new condo. It's an interesting question, because I think that I'm more practical, right? I would be more like, tell me what you need and we'll sort of do it. I would lean towards, it's very stressful when somebody moves out on their own, whether it's the first apartment or their first down payment and condo and everything else. So if I had the means, right, like if money sort of wasn't an object, I think that I would pick something that I knew my kid was going to save up for down the road, which is like a more expensive purchase. Probably, you know, what's going to make this place feel real, real great is to have a super soft couch, right?
Yeah.
Or even like a love seat or something like that, where I would do that.
Could I buy like a TV for my kid?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
But why don't you build something for your kid? Like, you're really good. Like,
I don't know how to build a couch, man. That's a whole thing.
What about, like, I know you said, like, no kitchen appliances and gadgets and stuff like that, but what about, like, a plate set?
Yeah, I guess you can
right?
do
just
that.
Just plates and bowls and cups.
Yeah, but it would have to be what they want, though, because that stuff is so personal.
No, but that's not a bad idea. Like, I got gifted a whole plate set from my parents.
Yeah, but what if you don't like it, though? Like, then that's a lot of things in the
but
cupboard
then every
that you
time
don't,
you eat a
don't
meal,
like.
You will think of them.
No, but if they're ugly, then I got to keep them around. Like, no. It's the same thing. Like, I was going to say, why don't you, like, I would go and spend, you know, a couple of grand on really, really great bedding. I'd get, like, three different sets of sheets and, like, a really good duvet. But all that stuff is so personal, right?
Yeah.
Like, you need their input on that stuff.
I know, but you know what, dude? You can go to, like, IKEA and get just a basic set that's, like, literally all just one color and maybe one design.
No. I'm going high-end with the bedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're decorating Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, I'm going high-end with the bedding. Like, little baubles on the ends of things and
you
everything.
You can get high-end bedding at HomeSense.
Yeah, you can, but you have to fight for it, though, right? Like, you really got to go looking, and you got it. Like, it's just not for me.
Do they have nice Kate Spade?
Yeah, no, I need everything to just be there when I get there. I don't want to go, oh my God, I love this, and then it's only in Twin and California King. You know,
let me check this stock for other stores. Yeah. Are you willing to drive 25 kilometers outside of the city to go and pick this up?
No is the
from
answer
a store
to that.
Where the inventory shows two and one of them might be the floor display.
What about a picture, like a family photo, nicely framed?
Sure, I guess. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, it depends on the relationship. That might be nice. I guess. So what was your house? Did your old man give you a housewarming gift?
It was the old chair.
No, but that was the housewarming gift?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No, but I'm not like, I wanted it.
But no, but I don't, but so this was when you got your first apartment?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, so when did you get rid of it? When you met Matthew?
When I moved into the condo, Matthew said there are three things that can't, and I couldn't bring the dresser that my dad gave me that was his wedding gift to his first wife.
Okay, hold on a second. You couldn't bring the dresser that your dad gave to you, which was a wedding gift for his first wife. Who is his first wife?
My real mom.
So why would you not say my mom instead of saying his first wife?
It was their wedding gift for my grandmother when they got married.
Okay.
Oh. Because the way you told the story, it was like your dad gave your mom, aka his first wife, a dresser drawer for as a wedding gift.
Everything you said was the most difficult way to say it just then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you had the dresser. Yeah. You had the dresser.
Yeah, and that stayed behind in the apartment as
so you
the
just
chair.
Left them there.
Just left it.
You left them.
Did you tell your dad that you left them?
Well, I'm sure he figured it out the many times he's come over now, and there's no... Because it's a big clunky piece of, massive wood.
Right. Who, your dad or the...
Don't answer that. Hey, Aaron, thanks so much, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Already asks, if you could be a Star Wars character, which one would you be?
Oh, God.
This is from her son, William. That's a question from William.
Oh, so it's from a kid?
Yeah,
I guess I gotta answer now.
Oh, the big, fat, blobby, Jub Fett?
So Maury would be Jub Fett.
Uh-huh.
I would be.
Wow, you sound exactly like him.
Yeah, exactly. Like realistically, you want to be Han Solo. You don't want to be anybody else.
That was
going to
be my answer,
you don't want to be anybody other than Han Solo, right?
Oh, what about the guy that talks weird that goes, ooh, hungry you is.
Yeah, but you want to be Yoda? Like, who wants to be Yoda?
He dies.
Yeah.
No, but then he comes back as a baby.
No, he doesn't come back.
He doesn't come back as a baby.
It's not Yoda.
Baby Yoda. It's in the name.
No, I know. They call it Baby Yoda, but they never in the show referred to it as Baby Yoda. No.
His name is the child. They just call him the child.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assumed it was he came reincarnated as himself.
No, it's the same species, but a different person.
Spoiler alert.
I would have to say Han Solo. I don't want to be anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't want to be...
Leia?
No. Why would I want to be Leia? I don't want to be Princess Leia. Not that she's an awful character, but I don't identify with Princess Leia at all.
Han Solo.
I identify with Han Solo.
Yeah. He goes on all the cool, crazy adventures and stuff.
Yeah.
Or Chewbacca.
No, but he doesn't, no. You rarely see Wookiees. Nobody's ever got it, you know.
Oh, how terrible was it in the prequels where during one of the big battle scenes, I think it was during Clone Wars.
Okay.
Attack of the Clones. When you saw the entire race of all the Wookiees. Remember?
Oh, right.
Or maybe it was Sith. It was one of the two.
Yeah,
it was either part two or three.
Okay.
Where you saw the entire race of Wookiees.
Right.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah.
Hated that.
Didn't like it?
No, because I just like knowing that Han Solo and Chewbacca are friends.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else about Chewbacca.
Right.
I don't know about his lineage or his race or what planet he came from or wherever.
Right.
I didn't want to see anything
like
that.
Yeah. Well, that's like that old terrible Christmas special that you'll never see ever again. The Star Wars Christmas special where they had the Wookiee family.
Oh,
Where he had a wife and kids and stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube. I was
so stupid.
Cindy says here, would you rather have the ability to read your pets' minds or your pets have the ability to speak to you in English?
Speak to me in English, of course.
I think the obvious answer is for them to speak to you in English.
If I could just sit and chill and have a conversation with my cats,
uh-huh.
Oh, it'd be so good. I teach them how to play poker, all sorts of stuff.
I know, but then the cats are already miserable, so they'd be telling you about all the things that they're miserable about.
Oh, I know. It'd be glorious.
How much they hate you and
stuff. Oh, it'd be glorious. I'd be like, I hate you too, little buddy.
Now leave me alone.
Maury?
I would absolutely want to have him speak to me. We already talked to Andy.
Yeah, of course.
So it'd be nice if he responded.
Yeah, it would be.
It would cut back on the biting.
Now, so what's the difference here? What's the difference between, why would anybody choose reading their mind?
I don't know.
Because it's probably very odd if they could speak and you're having sex and they're talking to you.
Wow, first of all, Maury, that's never happened once you've had the dog now for almost a year.
Or did it?
Please.
No, it didn't. We all know.
No, it didn't. Yeah. We all know.
Tell us right now. Yes or no?
No.
Yeah. See?
No. Yeah.
I just want to see macho for a second.
Macho. Come on, man. Nobody's saying that you're not macho. I mean, we're saying that you're not macho, but not because of that. why would anybody choose reading their mind, though? I'm trying to think.
Because they don't
why.
Want their pet to speak?
No, but I think it's also because so that you can actually know what they're saying. Because they're not going to say what they're thinking.
Let me ask
so you.
You
could
okay,
think what
okay,
they're, say
okay,
what they're
okay,
thinking.
Okay, hold on now. Hold on. Let me get. I'm going to switch Maury's mind. You're going to say that you wish you could hear what your dog thinks as opposed to talking to your dog. Okay. Let's just say, Maury, that you choose to be able to talk to your dog. So now your dog speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
Hey, what's up, Andy? Andy's like, yo, Maury, what's up, man? Okay, so that's your life right now. But other people can hear.
The dog. Like Family Guy, Brian.
Like Brian. Okay, now, if you had the ability to only read Andy's mind, okay, Andy would not be able to tell Matthew what you do in the house when he's not home. You would know that Andy wanted to.
But can Matthew also read his mind?
No.
Oh, then that.
Yeah.
God, man, you're such a perv. Leo says here, what is one uncommon ability that you would want to have? For example, I would want to be able to write 180 words a minute on the computer.
An uncommon ability.
Or I guess type.
Ability.
They wrote right. Leo
yeah,
wrote right,
yeah,
but I mean
type. Type.
Is that an uncommon ability to be able to type fast?
Well, 180 words a minute is fast.
Yeah, I don't know what the average is. Definitely not that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what you would consider fast typing these days.
I would love to be able to cut an onion really well.
What do you mean?
Because, like, I'm horrible at cutting onion. I watch Matthew and he does it like a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I try and cut, and I have to go really slow, like, you know, cut it as though I'm cutting a steak.
You saw it back and forth?
Yeah.
You don't do it in, like, one quick
No, I have no idea how. So, like, I have to saw it because I don't know how to cut onions, vegetables.
Yeah. You also don't know how to say vegetables.
Okay, but here's the thing. Is like
carrots. Oh, my God. When I cut a carrot, I'll cut one piece, and it goes flying across the room. Okay, I have to go get it.
But cutting a carrot, it's not difficult to cut a carrot, though.
No, but when I cut, it's a saw, and then push down.
Yeah, I just think your knife technique is a little weak. Mm.
Yeah, so that would be my uncommon ability. I would love to be able to cut things.
But I would say that cutting a carrot is a common ability. I wouldn't say that that's like an exception. I would say being able to dunk is an uncommon ability.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Right? A basketball, Maury.
Oh.
Okay. Like I
thought you meant for apples.
No. I would
bombing
say...
Bombing for apples?
Man. I would say like being able to dunk is an uncommon ability.
Uh-huh.
Being able to drive a golf ball perfectly straight every single time is an uncommon ability that comes with great satisfaction, regardless of how far it goes. An uncommon ability would be...
I had one and I forgot now.
Skateboarding, I would say, is an uncommon ability.
Oh, the breaststroke.
Swimming, sure. I mean, yeah. That's one. That could be one of them, I guess. Juggling is an uncommon ability.
Oh,
you know that somebody might want.
Do you know how to juggle?
I can juggle. Yeah.
Can you really?
Yeah. I'm not. I can't do. My brother's really great. My brother can do tricks.
I can
and
juggle
stuff like, this.
Like up one, down two.
What do you mean?
Like
huh?
I can go. Sorry, I can throw it up, catch it.
So you can juggle one ball.
Yes.
Okay, that's not juggling.
So you could throw and catch a ball.
Yeah.
But like in a juggling formation.
That's not juggling.
No. That's you throwing a ball in the air and then catching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could throw a ball and catch it.
Yeah, that.
Can you juggle, Roz, like various objects or could they only be...
Hold on here. Like, what do I have over here?
Like, if I gave you...
Can you juggle this?
I got three things right here.
Okay.
I have a tiny little foam football.
Yeah.
And then
that's
I have two
one.
Little, like, sort of rubber puck things.
Do the foam football.
Here. I'm doing all three.
All three, Mark.
Oh, I thought you only do one.
One?
So again,
that's not juggling.
How
so
advanced
what, throwing
are you?
It in the air and then catching it?
Like, you think that this is juggling like this?
Look at you go.
Right?
Yeah.
God.
Okay. No, hold on. But it's very difficult because.
I know, low ceilings.
These are black and the ceilings are black.
Okay.
Right? So hold on here. Can I turn my back and look this way?
Yeah, of course.
You can still see.
Yeah.
So I go like this.
Oh my God!
Right, sorry. They're all different. They're all different weights.
Oh, look at that!
How did you do that?
If I had three things that were the same size, I could juggle all day. But it's difficult because these things are.
Can I try?
Throw me the football.
Practice at home. I want to learn how to juggle.
So my brother and I years
Ross,
ago.
Throw me the football.
We had My brother and I, when we were sharing an apartment years ago, we just spent all our time sort of together.
Yeah.
And we would play a whole lot of Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
and then
nice.
And then we would try weird things, like we would train ourselves to be able to stick things far deep into our noses. So like a chopstick kind of thing. We would see and we had marks written on the sides of them to see who could like stick a chopstick
really?
In the farthest.
That's dangerous.
And
though.
then we bought juggling balls, and we would just sit on the floor in front of each other with the TV on, and we would just learn how to juggle. Over and over and over again. And you would learn from books, because there was no sort of, we didn't have the internet then.
Yeah.
So you would just like learn from books on how to juggle. And he got really good.
Like where he could do like bowling pins?
No. As far as there's different ways to juggle. So you can do the standard juggle, or you can then throw two in the middle and one over the top. So while two are in the air, you launch one that goes all the way over the top, and then you do it again on the other side. So it looks like two are bouncing in the middle, and then you have this halo that sort of goes over the top of everything. So he got really good. He could do under the arm and catch it, and then this arm and catch it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I want to learn how to juggle for my kid.
That's catching, Maureen.
You're throwing the ball in the air.
That's not juggling. Let me see if there's... Hold on here. Let me just see what I got back here.
You're just playing catch.
Let me just see. Hold on. I have three bottles of water here.
Okay. Oh.
Hold on.
Okay. Are they all, like, full?
No, I mean, they're not all full.
Oh, so the weight's going to be off balance.
The weight's going to be off, but I'll see what I can do. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no. One of them's almost empty. the empty one shoots super high, right?
Yeah.
So it's difficult.
You know what I wish I could
do? I'll bring juggling balls in. Next time we do this, remind me. I'll bring my juggling balls in.
Okay. One thing, and I'm sure I just have to take the time to learn, but I want to learn how to do magic.
Yeah, magic is another one that's fun
for
kids. We have a lot of magic stuff at home.
Do you really?
Yeah. Every year, Roxy would get a magic kit for Christmas. You would have liked to have hung out with my brother and I when we were younger, because you bring up magic. And the other thing we did when we weren't jamming stuff in our nose or learning how to juggle was we would do, my brother had one of those we had a straight jacket.
No.
Yeah, like a legit.
With like the buckles and straps and everything?
Yeah, a legit magician's straight jacket.
Uh-huh.
And there's a trick, right? There's a trick to these straight jackets. And once you know the trick, you'll get out of it every single time, no matter how
tight. Your arms are not really in the arm sockets.
They are 100% in the arm sockets.
I think I saw on...
They're 100% in the arm sockets.
On Modern Family, that episode when they were in Vegas.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When Phil was wearing the jacket.
Yes.
And he explained...
Well, no, he explained
it. Kind of explained, right?
He didn't tell you the trick of the straitjacket, though.
Oh.
Like, he did like a magician's explanation on it.
Do you still have the straitjacket?
Yeah, my brother still has the straitjacket.
Can I try and get out of it?
What's that?
Can I try it?
You'll never get out of it. You will never be able to get out of it. You'll never be able to get out of it.
Do you know how? Like, you still know how?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What if I wink at you and then you'll just whisper the secret in my ear?
No, because I actually have to show you how to get out of it. Like, I have to show you what the trick is. Like, it's not the straight jackets that you watch magicians get out of are specifically designed for magicians to get out of. Like, it's not a regular...
Like there's a button or something.
A button?
Dhruv asks, what belongs to you, but others use it more?
First
penis.
Of all, excuse me. Who uses it more than you do?
No, penis.
What'd you say?
Like, I said penis.
Who uses it more than you?
My husband, right?
Bro.
Man,
okay.
Yo.
First of all, liar.
No.
First of all, liar. Yeah, call Matthew right now.
If there's any time for us to, like, really call Matthew.
No.
Maury, you try to flex so hard,
First
dude.
Of all, Maury, like, you use your penis to pee all day long.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yes. No, the answer to the question is your name. However, that doesn't apply here because... No, Mocha says his name 1,000 times during the day.
Something belongs to you, but others use it more. Like your bank card?
No, I already gave you the answer. It's your name.
Oh, I was going to say bank
No, it's
card.
A riddle. It's a riddle. Oh, here we go. You have to tell him more.
No, I'm sleeping on your couch tonight.
No, then. You have to tell him.
I'm not telling him.
You have to tell him.
You're the one. That's
Mocha's going to tell him.
No. You have to tell him. You have to tell him.
Don't answer. Hello? Oh, my God.
Matthew?
Devin Matthew!
What?
How are you? It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
What are we saying, Maury?
When the phone says unknown number, you never answer it.
Okay, okay.
I wasn't going to,
okay, so Matthew, there's a riddle. We're doing Ask Roz and Mocha, and there's a riddle. And the riddle says, what belongs to you, but others use it more?
What belongs to you, but yes, others use it more?
Right. So the answer to that riddle is your name.
Oh, yeah, that's very smart, yeah.
Okay. Maury, in his quest to always have the correct answer first, without even really thinking about it...
Oh, wait, what do you think Maury said?
What do you think Maury said?
Oh, God. I'm thinking it was maybe dirty, like
yeah. What? Go. What did you just take a guess? Take a guess at what your husband said.
I can't even say it.
No, say it. Say it. You know you want
whisper
to.
It? Can you whisper it? Whisper it. Whisper it. Whisper it.
Did you say penis?
Oh my God! If this was a game show, you guys just would have won the jackpot. If this was a game show, you guys would have won the jackpot.
Maury totally said penis.
This is the best. Oh my God.
I was going to say that too, but.
Oh! Wow. You guys are made for each other. Damn.
See, you guys are made for each other. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
We love you.
Love you.
Thanks, guys. Bye. I love you too. Bye.
Yo, Maury was sitting there. You're still sweating.
But that's how you know somebody, though, right?
I don't think anybody is as afraid of their husband as I am.
It's really wild.
I know.
Man.
So weird.
It's such a weird place.
All right. Let's head back to the phones. Hey, Leah. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thank you so much.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. What is your question?
So my question is, what family Christmas tradition do you do with your kids that you hope they'll do with their kids in the future?
Ooh. Do you have one, Leah?
I do, actually. So I have two boys, a 5-year-old Xander and a 3-year-old named Knox, and we load in the car sometime during the week before Christmas,
yeah,
grab a hot chocolate, Timbits, and we
aww
drive around and see the Christmas lights.
Aww, that's score really
them
nice. I like it.
Yeah, give them a mark out of a 10, and we always start in the same Rhea Lane in St. Catharines, which is a pretty decorated festive circle that always decorates and goes crazy. So we always start there.
Oh. So you get hot chocolate and Timbits and then go around driving around the neighborhood, like judging other people's houses?
Absolutely.
I love it.
That's so awesome. I love it.
Do you guys have a tradition right now, Roz, with the family?
It's interesting because for us, it goes Christmas and then New Year's Eve and then Roxy's birthday all within like that week.
Yeah, that's right? Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because Rox is January 3rd. So she's always right before school starts. So she always has her birthday on Christmas holidays, which is really difficult to do anything with as far as a party goes,
yeah,
because all her friends and classmates and everything else are normally with their own families or still on vacation or still whatever it is. We do a couple things. The one thing that, and she doesn't have to continue, but I will continue until she is no longer there. And that is Christmas. I'll get to that in a second. But on New Year's Eve, I spend a ridiculous amount of money on fireworks.
Oh, nice.
And on New Year's Eve, it's literally just for the three of us.
Yeah.
Right? It's just me, Catherine, and Roxy, and I will spend like hundreds and hundreds of dollars on fireworks, and we do her New Year's Eve.
Do you have that much money you could just blow it up in the air?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And I every year I lie to Catherine about how much I spend on them. I always like say half, and she always goes, whoa, that's too much. Yeah. And I tell her half.
Everyone listening right now, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell her half of what I actually spend. So we do that just for the three of us, and we do it at like 8 o'clock.
Nine
o'clock, because then Rox goes to bed, and then Catherine and I literally watch a movie and fall asleep on the couch. Uh-huh. But New Year's Eve is always really, really big. And
I never thought of that, to do fireworks in the winter.
I've never even seen that before.
Yeah. It's amazing because winter sky is so different,
yeah,
right? And fireworks in the winter, it's a whole different vibe because they go outside, so you put all your winter stuff on,
yeah,
right? You put your boots on, everything else. You get hot chocolate. I put lawn chairs like in the back.
Aww.
And we do it. So it's a completely different vibe.
The reflection off the snow is
It's incredible because everything is white, right?
Yeah.
So when the fireworks go off, everything lights up. Like, yeah. It's really, really beautiful. Aww. So we do that. But the thing that we're starting actually this year is I do all the cooking for the whole family. So everybody who's over normally, which is me, Catherine Rocks, my brother, his wife, usually a couple other people, and then my mom and her husband. And I will always do the cooking. This year, what we're doing is Roxy, for the first year, I believe, is going to do the lunch. So she's going to cook the lunch.
Aww, really?
Yeah,
I love that.
She's going to do the
That's
lunch.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've been practicing. We've been getting her recipes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to do the lunch this year. And
do you
then,
know what's on the menu? Like, you already
for
know
the,
what
for
you're
the lunch?
Have?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
she's
she
getting
make a surprise.
Honestly, she's getting really, really good at making like gnocchi from scratch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Peanut butter and jam sandwiches.
No. She does gnocchi from scratch with a white wine pesto cherry tomato sauce.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, it looks so gorgeous too. It looks really, really pretty. So I think that's what she's going to do, and she calls it okie dokie gnocchi. So that's going to be the lunch menu. So I hope that continues. I hope that she does the lunch and then I'll do the dinner, because I would love for her to sort of do that. But as far as like traditions go, that's really it. Everything else is sort of fluid and very much up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's difficult for you because Cruz is only 3, and so everything is still like just getting into the super magical stage.
Like when
so it's hard as hell to build routine.
Putting up the tree together as a family, or trying to. Like, he was interested in maybe 2 or 3 decorations,
yes,
and then he left the room.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't interesting anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Gingerbread houses in our place only this year became not enjoyable, but like he was like a little bit more into it.
Yeah.
Right? And I do not like gingerbread anything.
Neither
at
do
all.
I.
Hate it. But
no.
I know that Jenna and her family love. So up until this year, I think I only admitted this year that I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But like up until this year, I endured eating gingerbread cookies because I knew that they enjoyed it.
Is there such thing as a soft gingerbread cookie?
Yes, there is.
There
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
do you
is.
Like that? I've never had one.
Those are the only ones we've had. They get them from a bakery.
Oh.
And I'm not.
Because the stuff that you use to construct the house is like made out of wood.
Sorry.
Yeah,
let me backtrack.
Like concrete.
The stuff for the gingerbread houses, yes, is a hard cookie.
Yeah.
But like what they traditionally eat from a bakery. So it's soft.
Like homemade gingerbread is usually soft.
But
yeah, is it?
Cruz
yeah. No,
this
I'm not
year
a fan.
Loved putting together a gingerbread house, right?
Yeah.
Loves getting messy and loves like eating the candy and whatever.
Yeah.
So I hope that he continues to enjoy that.
But is
but
there
that's really
a tradition
the only
that your parents passed to you that you want to pass on to Cruz?
No.
No, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No. Pepper pot or whatever it's called?
No. Like I don't know how to make pepper pot. My mom's like, I'm kind of intimidated by that process. My mom is like the queen at doing that. You know what? Maybe the one tradition, and maybe I'll try this year. But my dad, every year to go along with the pepper pot, he always makes his own homemade bread.
Mm.
So maybe I'll do that, and I enjoy it. So maybe I'll start that and see if maybe Cruz will enjoy helping to make that.
I like that idea. Yeah, bread is fun. I'm not good at that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not good. I have not
It's
even,
definitely a science
it
because
is, yeah,
one
I,
wrong oof. Move and the entire thing is done.
Yeah, my husband did it over quarantine and I think he's somewhat mastered it, but I think he also thinks it's a little bit better than it actually is. So
like everything else.
But you have to encourage him, right, Leah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. Oh, honey, this is delicious. Oh, it's so good. Keep going. Maybe a little more salt next time, but...
Yeah. Maury, what are your traditions?
Trying.
There's one that my dad and I have.
Which is?
Which is every Christmas, no matter what, no matter like how many times we watch the movie, we will always watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
And their tradition is, he may not even know this, is 5 minutes in, he falls asleep with his head on Matthew's shoulder.
Are you guys going to be able to do that this year? Are you going to hang out? Are you going to try?
He called recently, like, wanting to know what our plan is, mm-hmm. and I hope so.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine, like, I did no Thanksgiving with them, but I can't imagine not popping by for Christmas. Matthew said we'll have to, like, drive by and just leave stuff on the porch.
Right.
I can't imagine even doing that.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
You just break all the rules. Everybody else across the country
everybody
is.
Everybody else is.
That's right? Working out so well.
Everybody else. I'm not going to go. I have no intentions of going wild. Like, there's no friends coming
But how's
over.
It breaking the rules if I visit just my immediate family?
But that is the rule, though. You're
because
not
Because I don't live with them.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's pictures of me there.
Oh, you know what you should do? Oh, I have a great idea.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? you and Matthew should move in with
2 weeks
your dad.
Gosh.
Yeah, yes, right. With your dad right. and stepmom and your little brothers. So then that way you all create your own Christmas bubble.
Yeah, quarantine in the basement for 2 weeks.
Oh my God, that basement is freezing.
Yeah, well,
bring a blanket.
So is Matthew.
You want to see your dad? Or you want to see your dad?
Yeah,
I know. Oh my God. I'll have to drive from Burlington to here.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Come on, man. How bad do you want to see your dad?
By the time you guys would be killing each other by the time Christmas rolled around.
10 minutes
Thanks so much, Leah.
Thank you so much, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Take it easy.
Rachel has a great question here. Do you have a favorite writing utensil, like a ballpoint, gel, pencil? Example, I'm obsessed with ballpoint pens because I enjoy the bubbliness of the letters that I write.
Wow.
You only use Sharpie.
Yeah, I use Sharpie and ballpoints. Those are my two kind of exclusives.
I really quite dislike writing anything
at all
on paper.
Wow. Why?
I don't even recall.
You have really nice writing, though.
I don't even recall the last time I wrote something.
That's like, not true. I got a Christmas card from you. Can you beep this? It said.
Yeah. Also, no. Sorry, we couldn't beep that in time, Maury. Great. You just screwed the podcast. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, no, I don't. I if I have to write a list, Catherine will always say she has this thing, and it's lovely, and I love that it exists in our house, and. It's awesome. So she bought this big giant roller thing that sits on the wall by the front door.
Yeah.
And it has like brown paper and a big giant roll that comes down and it goes through this thing on the bottom. It takes up like 2.5 feet by like 3.5 feet on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a little
packing paper.
Like, yeah, almost like that. Yeah. And it's for writing notes to each other, mm-hmm. or I'll start a picture. Roxy will start it, like finish it. When the Raptors were in the playoffs, when they were doing the championship run, she always had to go to bed before the game finished. So I would write the score on there for her. So it was the first thing she saw when she woke up in the morning. But Catherine always Catherine always puts what we're out of, what we need at the grocery store on
there.
Right. And I will say
like milk, bread,
exactly.
Eggs.
And I'll say, oh my God,
I understand what the grocery list is.
Man. Jesus Christ. And I'll say, oh, I'm out of cornstarch. And she'll go, put it on the board. And I'm like, no, I'm going to put it in my phone because I'm going to be out and I'm not going to have access to the board. And so what I do, instead of writing on the board, I always say to her, just email me what you need. She goes, it's right there on the board. And then so I'm like, okay, well, you're either going to email me or now I have to go and take a picture of the board, right? And then it's already on my phone. Just text it to me. She says, I like to write everything down on the board. I'm like, just write everything down on your phone and then just text it to me. But she loves the idea of writing something down, like having something to write on. Where I hate it. If I have to write a list, I immediately grab my computer. And I just start writing a list of something. My instinct is to never grab paper and pen.
I have a great idea. Sorry, go ahead, Maury.
I was going to say, did you ever think of, instead of that big roll, doing that chalkboard paint?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. No, no, thank you.
I have a great idea.
No, good chat.
Here's
good
what's going to help your situation.
Yes.
And it's going to benefit both you and Catherine.
Okay, thank you. Please.
Because you both have iPhones.
If you say chalkboard paint, I'm going to slap both of you. Yes.
Why don't you go to Home Depot and get the chalkboard paint?
Okay.
No, but you both have iPhones, right? On your iPhone, you have the Notes app.
Right.
Why don't you create a shared notes app, right? Label it groceries. Mm-hmm. So anything that you need goes on that list because you're reading it off of your phone anyway. Mm-hmm. Anything Catherine needs goes into that list. And it continuously, when somebody adds to it, will continuously update. So when you go to the grocery store, all you have to do is look at that list, just the same as opening an email, just the same as opening a text.
I think that is a brilliant idea. She would never go for
it. What about a smart board?
No, she would never go for it.
What about chalkboard paint?
Shut up with your chalkboard paint.
wouldn't go for that at all?
No.
Oh, wow.
Catherine goes, most of Catherine's life is figuring out ways to not use her phone for something. She's in the phase now where she's looking for ways to do things that she used to rely on her phone for and not use her phone to do them anymore.
But for something
she
like
wants
this,
to distance herself from
for
the
grocery,
phone.
I find that it would be way more beneficial, way more helpful.
If I sit there with, I could sit in the living room, okay, and I could sit there with a magazine. Name a magazine.
Elle Magazine.
Elle Magazine. I could sit there with Elle Magazine on my lap for a half an hour and just sit and read it, and she would say nothing.
Yeah.
If I sat there on the iPad or on my computer reading the exact same article from the exact same Elle magazine, she would walk by and make mention of the fact that I was on my computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For her, it's about like it's about the device. It's gotcha. About time on the device. So she's figuring out ways again to live life device free or as device free as she can. She's really like whittled everything down.
Wow.
So to say, let's start a Google Share Drive is a non-starter.
Soon you're
in my house.
Newspapers on big sticks like the library.
Right? I know. Dark fingers and everything else. Yeah. No. She's just. It's not cool in my house.
So I guess we all agree. Chalkboard paint.
Okay. I once had a kitchen full of chalkboard paint.
You have a kitchen full of chalkboard paint, do you not?
No, our old house.
Your old house.
Yeah, we had one wall that was all chalkboard paint, and then we had somebody come by and do like a design on
it. Yeah, see, the reason why I don't want chalkboard paint is because half my kitchen is black. Like it's a giant black wall.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do chalkboard paint on one side and then have people come in to think that I've done my entire kitchen in chalkboard paint.
And then grab maybe a piece of chalk and you go to the bathroom and then they start writing graffiti thinking that it might come off.
Yeah. It's bad enough when you have a 10-year-old at home and she does handstands on the wall every day and her feet leave marks all over the black walls.
Oh, come
right?
on now.
Heel marks. There's heel marks all over my walls.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Clean it.
She can't reach it when she's on the ground because it's her heels.
Wear socks.
Thank you.
I'm going to toss in for mine.
Yes.
Yeah. If you ever want a really good pen, the store is called Muji and you want the 0.08 black pen.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
There's, like, honestly, before the pandemic, people would line up for
before the pandemic, people were lining up for this pen.
A Muji pen?
A Muji 0.08 black pen.
Oh. Yeah. Why is it so good?
It just, honestly, it's smooth. It's like butter.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
There's another one. It's, I can't remember who makes it. Maybe Bic. I don't know. But they're these like thin marker tip pens that I really, really enjoy as well.
I do like Sharpie. Sharpie makes a thin, like,
they do.
It's like a little metal thing out of the end of it with the little sharp tie in the end. I do like that.
I have one of those at home too.
I like writing with that.
Yeah.
Sharpie
is really my go-to kind of brand though.
Yeah.
Anthony says here, is there a restaurant that you used to go to as a kid that brings back memories when you talk about it now?
Oh, there's many. Oh,
wait, I thought we answered this already. Didn't we do this one?
Not this one, no.
For sure?
Yeah. No, because I would have said this answer, which I know I've never said.
Oh, what's your answer?
Mr. Green Jeans?
Okay, first of all, can
or
I just...
Or Licks.
That wasn't going to... Oh, my God, now I have a list. Okay. But Mr. Green Jeans brings back memories, because they used to have a City TV section, and I used to be obsessed with City TV, so I still have the menu.
Old Spaghetti Factory.
Okay, honestly, there's so many now.
Okay.
Old Spaghetti Factory, you have to sit in the streetcar and have Splamoni ice cream.
Yeah.
But honestly, mine would be United Bakers because of their split pea soup. And I used to go there with my papa and have noodles and cottage cheese.
That is such an old guy thing.
Fun afternoon.
Oh, my God.
No wonder you are the way you are.
Okay.
Or Lime Rickey's. Do you remember Lime Rickey's?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
What was Lime Rickey's famous for again?
They're like milkshakes, and they're like an old school diner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any restaurants for you, Ross?
No, because I didn't grow up with any sort of like chain restaurants, right? Yeah. So I don't have any sort of like real affinity to any of them. I didn't start consistently going to fast food places until I was 18.
Yeah.
Like until I went to college. Because growing up in Acton, you had like a restaurant called Andy's.
Yeah. Which, is it still there, you think?
I think maybe, but I don't think it's owned by the same people. But you had the Sub Shop, which was just basically like a big sub, not Subway. What's the other one?
Mr. Sub.
But it wasn't Mr. Sub. It was just they would buy all their own stuff, this couple that owned it, and they made great fries and subs. And then there was the Royal Cafe, which was the Chinese food restaurant in town. And that was really it.
It was a cafe, but it was Chinese.
It was called the Royal Cafe.
Oh, Royal Cafe.
It was called the Royal Cafe.
Okay,
you didn't have noodles and cottage cheese?
No, because I didn't, and we rarely went out. Like on payday, which was every other Thursday we would go for pizza at what was called the family restaurant.
Yeah.
And that was really it. Is we would, my dad would go and I think he would have something god awful like liver and onions.
Oh, I love liver and onions. Oh,
so disgusting. He would go and have liver and onions, and my brother and I would share a pepperoni pizza. And that was really it. But I never went to, like, the first time I went to, like, name it, like,
Swiss Chalet.
Oh, so there was a Swiss Chalet in the two towns over.
Okay.
And we would go there starting when I was about 13 or 14, but you would only go there for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That was
McDonald's.
Swiss Chalet. I went to McDonald's from in all of my high school. Like, I think I went to McDonald's twice.
Really?
Maybe,
did you have, like,
maybe
famous coffee place, like a country style or?
No, we had Mr. Muggs. Yeah.
Mr. Muggs?
Yeah, Mr. Muggs.
Oh, wow.
That was it. And then, but no, I never went to any of those places.
We went to, much like you, like with Swiss Chalet, it was only for, I don't know.
Special occasions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, special occasions.
Where you sit and wait for the table?
Yes.
Yes.
So it was always Swiss Chalet or Red Lobster. Those are like, those two restaurants remind me of my childhood.
You and Catherine, same thing,
fancy,
Red Lobster.
Anywhere, like, quote unquote, fancy with my family.
I never went to Red Lobster until I was an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, you and Catherine grew up. Catherine, she had the best memories of Red Lobster.
Yeah.
The best memories
not
of
the
Red
same.
Lobster.
Like, we went a few years ago. It wasn't the same. Let's just say that.
No.
It wasn't the same.
No.
Okay, Mark asks here, Roz, what is the weirdest thing you've cooked on a late, drunken, starved trip to the kitchen? Think back to your drunken nights.
Yeah.
Anything that you piece together that stands out in your mind?
Yes. God, I don't, so many things. I've made burritos out of leftover. I made a burrito one time out of leftover dumplings.
Ew.
What?
Like, did you unwrap the dumpling?
No. I made a burrito out of leftover. Yeah, at
well,
a left
what did you put
at
in
a leftover dumplings.
Like traditional burrito stuff?
No. I did all like Asian stuff. I did like I made this like Asian dumpling burrito and then cooked it up and it was delicious.
So was it not just dumplings wrapped in pita?
Well, not pita, like a burrito, like a corn, big giant corn tortilla or flour tortilla.
This actually probably sounds really
good. It was really delicious.
At the time.
I love burgers. And I remember one time I had burger, but I had no buns. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes what I'll do is I'll just take whatever, and I still do this, even not drunk. If I have burger in the fridge that needs to be cooked, I'll either make a little bit of taco beef with it and just stick it in the fridge for Catherine the next day, or I take whatever beef is left and I make one giant patty.
Yeah.
Right. So I put it in my biggest pan and I crush the whole thing with a heavy pot and then I make one giant patty and I put like three pieces of cheese on it.
Oh.
And then I just scoop it all up and put it on a plate and eat it with a fork and knife.
Yeah. So
right.
Good.
Like it's so.
I'm not mad.
Okay. So I'll do that. But I've put that while drunk one night. I realized as I was making the burger, I also had leftover penne bolognese.
So I
filled a bowl, the bottom of a bowl with penne bolognese,
yeah.
And then put a cheeseburger with no bun on top of it that
Did
filled
you crush
the bowl.
The burger?
No, and it just ate the whole thing with a fork and knife,
yeah.
And then underneath was the hot bolognese sauce with the penne, and yeah, it was like
so
I do stuff like that all the time.
Aaron says here, if you were a fart,
okay,
would you be the loud and proud kind or silent but deadly?
If I was a fart.
I feel like for you, Roz, you would be the silent but deadly.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. I obviously would be loud and proud.
Mm-hmm.
More is a tricky one.
See, if I was answering for myself, then I would say loud and proud.
I disagree. I think silent but deadly for you because you're a liar.
See,
like
you're
just you're deceitful.
So I thought you were going to say silent but deadly because you like to be quiet like a mouse.
No.
No.
See, for you, Maury, I knew you were going to say that. I feel like in your mind,
when I
you
actually
want
do fart,
to,
I love the loud ones. I'm proud of
no,
the
no,
sounds.
But in your mind, you think that you would be loud and proud, but because of all the lies and secrets and
yes.
micro cheating and things that you're trying to hide.
That's all the same. You listed things and then said the thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't add to the list of what the list
all
is.
All those things, to me, I feel like you would be silent.
Did you notice how I see listed things and then said what the list was?
Absolutely. I'll say
you want
this.
Me to add to the list?
Even fart lovers, right? Even fart lovers don't really love A Silent But Deadly.
No.
Even fart lovers.
It's a waste of time.
I'm a fart lover.
Yeah.
I've never been with somebody who did A Silent But Deadly, and then when I smelt it where I went, oh my God, good one.
Yeah.
Right? I've never done that before.
Because there's two achievements there.
Yes.
The loudness, right?
Yeah.
And also the sound. Oh, I guess three achievements, and then the follow-up smell.
Yeah. Catherine doesn't know how farts work, I don't think. Because she always accuses me. Like, if I fart, right? First thing I do is I high five Roxy, right? And then Catherine always says the same thing to me. Don't push, because I'll tense up and I'll just like tense up and I'll just like push one out, right? Yeah. And she's like, you shouldn't have to push to fart. And I was like, do farts just fall out of you? Like, are you just going about life and you don't push a fart?
So there's a moment right before it happens where it needs like,
It's locked and loaded.
It's right there. It just needs that little added help.
No, but there are times you're not pushing. Like if you happen to laugh and fart, you didn't push that out.
But you did. You laughed. Yeah, that laughing is a push.
The pressure there.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I have a fart there ready to come out, I have two choices. You tell me what you prefer, sweetheart. I can either push it out or I can reach around and separate my butt cheeks. So which one do you want?
And you know what? For you, because you wear tight pants.
Yes.
That second option would require you to undo your belt, take your pants off.
Thank you.
And then spread the cheeks apart.
And possibly lie on my back with my legs in the air.
We're heading back to the phones. Pineapple Pat, who's been on the podcast before, and you ask questions like literally every week. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, so go ahead with your question.
So if instead of rebooting movies, what if you retold them from a different perspective, different point of view? Which popular movies would you like to be retold?
Interesting question.
Great question, by the way. What's your answer, Pineapple Pat?
It's a tough one. Like, the common one that I kind of think would be cool would be ones like Harry Potter, Saw, for example.
Saw? Whose angle would you like it to be told from Saw?
Like, the perspective of...
Of Jigsaw?
Jigsaw, yeah.
But it is that.
But you kind of see that already, right? Like, the whole point of view in that movie is basically everything that Jigsaw created and, like, all the torture that he's putting these people through.
True.
Right.
What about like The Matrix or something?
The Matrix, my God.
What about Back to the Future and seeing it from like Marty's perspective?
It is from Marty's perspective.
It's all from Marty's perspective.
What about Back to the Future and seeing it from Doc's perspective?
It is from Doc's perspective.
Okay, what about Back to the Future and seeing it from the bad guy's perspective?
Who's the bad guy, Biff?
The Libyans.
So you want to like see how they got to that parking lot that day and then died? I think that's a Rambo movie.
They're in like 45 seconds of the movie.
Yeah.
Too,
right? Give them more airtime.
I think something interesting God, this is a tough one. You know what I actually would like to see?
Tell me.
I would like, and maybe it's not, see, it's tough because there's so many great characters, but telling a movie from the point of a different character is difficult because I automatically go to characters that I didn't feel that I got enough from. And I would actually like an origin story or a prequel told from that character's perspective. Two come to mind. One, I would like very much to see Rocky III told from the perspective of Clubber Lang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Because at that point, he was hungry, and he fought like hell to get there, and he was angry, and he looked at Rocky like this bloated, you know, rich...
Undeserving
title.
Right?
And I really think that you could have made the hero out of Clubber Lang leading up to that fight.
Uh-huh.
I really do. Because where Rocky was in his life at that point, he was very unlikable, but you still liked him because he was Rocky and you knew that story. You knew where he came from. So you
forgave him. But at that point in the movie, he was just fighting Chuck.
Exactly. But so you forgave him for a lot of those things. Yeah. So I think that when Clubber Lang showed up, he was the guy. He was the street fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy. Like, I would watch Rocky told from the perspective of Clubber Lang.
Hmm. What else? You said you had two.
There's a couple of different... Let me just think. I had another one in my head.
While you think about
that, go
one,
ahead. You
I'll
go.
Throw one out.
Yeah.
So the movie Anchorman.
Oh my God! Yeah.
From the perspective of Steve Carell's character Brick.
Jesus.
He was such an oddball. So I'd like to see how like he kind of viewed the world or the situation that he was always put in with the rest of the guys.
Right. Yes. Right? Yeah. You could do that.
Or another one of my favorite movies is Scarface, and his Al Pacino or Scarface's buddy, his best friend, Manolo, Manny.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing the story told from his perspective, because even though he's with Tony Montana for a lot of the movie, there are parts where he wasn't, and he was like trying to make his own side deal, or he was hooking up with Tony's sister or trying to like get with her. So I'd like to see like the moments when he wasn't with Tony Montana, all the stuff that he was trying to do for himself, make a name for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's two more.
Go.
Ghostbusters told from the perspective of the ghosts. So like we see it from the librarian, Slimer, like we're seeing the viewpoint of the ghosts.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't knock it.
Mile, whatever. Yeah. Go ahead. What's next?
13 going on 30, told from the perspective of everyone and how they see her.
Everyone. No, it's got to be one other character.
Well, no, us seeing how.
Because but it's not a movie, though, if it's based on everyone and how they see her.
Because it'd be nice to see, like, because she's 13 in the body of the 30-year-old, hence the title of the movie.
But it has to be told from, like, another character's perspective,
like Ruffalo,
sort of went through the same thing.
There you go, like Mark Ruffalo. Like, so we could see how, because they were like best friends. Thank you. They were best friends in high school, so maybe we could see his timeline,
right?
Or like one of the girls who was in the crew in the Plastics from Mean Girls.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
their
yeah.
perspective of like them hanging out with Regina George all the time.
Right.
Or their perspective when they weren't hanging out with Regina George, but each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could do that.
Titanic told from the perspective of the captain.
No, nobody wants to see that.
Yo, why you love Titanic so
I know,
much?
Maury, it's weird. Maury has this love thing with Titanic. Like whenever it comes up, or whenever anything comes up, it's always like, yeah, just like Titanic.
Well, because it happened in real life.
I know. It's super.
And there's not a lot of movies that
don't
happened
you remember,
in real life.
Hold on. What was that story, or who tweeted that? Hold on, I gotta find this for you, because it was one of the greatest.
Was it about Titanic?
No, Maury, I'm suddenly gonna switch things and start
talking about something completely different. Also, there was room on that door for Jack.
So there was I'm trying to find the tweet. I don't remember what it was from, but there was a story or a picture or whatever, and it had like crashed, or it had, I don't even know what happened to this boat, right? It was like the boat was broken.
Yeah,
it was a big boat, and somebody tweeted that or made comment on that, and they said, wow, this is just like a real life Titanic.
Do you get it?
Because, oh like, my God, Maury,
I just spent 5 minutes looking for this. And you asked me if I get it?
Thank you, Pineapple Pat.
I would like to see the Titanic told from the point of the iceberg. Where it's just sitting there doing nothing for a century.
One long-ass movie.
And then one time a boat hit it.
Yeah.
Ow.
No. Thanks, Pineapple Pat.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Keep
later,
it up,
man.
Right on.
Greg asks here, if Roz was gay and single, would he rather
Stop
date
it.
Dammit Maury
no.
or eat ketchup with every meal?
Stop it. I would eat ketchup on my own hand.
Alex said, when you three put on your pants, what leg goes in first? And is it always the same?
It is always the same.
Okay, go.
And it's the left foot and leg that goes in first.
Okay, Roz.
Yeah, same, left.
Okay.
But have you ever thought to wonder why it's always the left? Is it because I guess your right is stronger to stand on its own?
Here's what I think. Mm-hmm. Because me, I'm left-handed, and I put my pants on starting with my right foot.
Wait, so you're saying so we're putting in our left leg and foot.
But you guys are right-handed.
But you're standing on your dominant foot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, science.
Same with my socks. I put my right sock on first before my left.
Really, yeah?
Even though I sit to put on my socks.
What about your shoes?
Like, not on the floor, but like.
But
like
my shoes are different, though. I always put my right shoe on first.
Do you sit down to put on your shoes?
No, I put on my right shoe to
you
put
do, huh?
yeah, first.
Interesting.
Yep, always.
Yeah, I put my right shoe on first.
Do you sit down to put your shoes on?
Do I sit down to put my shoes on? I guess it would depend. Like, am I tying laces or am I not tying laces or am I just slipping them on?
Do you sit down to put your shoes on?
Well, you have to.
What do you mean you have to?
But even though your shoes don't have laces, well, you just have to slip them on.
You know, but to slip them on, sometimes the back, like, it curls
it folds
in.
Down.
So I have to...
Folds
like,
down.
So I sit down so that down. I have to put my thumb in there to do that.
Wow, you're out of breath already. He's winded already. He took one shoe half off and then put it back on, and he's winded already.
Hyatt says, if I'm standing in each of your kitchens, where are the cups, plates, teas, and spices?
All within the same vicinity of each other. I can stand in one spot and reach all of those things.
I think he's so like above my stove is where the measuring cup is and the kosher salt. To the right of that is all the spices and vitamins. To the left of the stove is plates and servingware. And then to the right or to the left of that is cups. And then one more to the left of that is teas and pottery.
Wow. Okay.
I guess it would depend on which way you're looking at the kitchen. Right?
Face like
where
the stove.
Where are you standing?
So facing, you're facing the counter. So you're looking at the wall.
So ours is kind of like L-shaped because where if you stand at the stove, mm-hmm. just to the right of that is a long counter, mm-hmm. right? And then mm-hmm. there's all cupboards above where the sink is there. And then there's cupboards all above. So we then have our plates and cups and glasses and wine glasses and stuff like that, like on the far, far right.
So where in proximity to things, though? Because I think that that's what's interesting is like, is your tea close to your kettle?
No.
Yes.
For us, our tea is our kitchen is like messed up with the way we have things set up.
Right.
Our kettle is on the opposite side of where we keep
your tea,
the tea bags.
Yeah.
Right. Our stove oven is on the opposite side of where we keep our plates and bowls.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's messed up. I couldn't work in that kitchen.
Neither can we, but we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't you put the teas and coffees right above where the coffee machine and kettle is?
Because there's other stuff there.
Yeah, see, I have...
We've got to rearrange things.
I have everything that I need. So I have areas of things that I need and things that I may want. So if I'm standing at if I'm standing at the stove...
Yeah.
Okay, I have one little bit of counter to the left of it, one little bit of counter to the right of it. The little bit of counter to the left of it has the coffee maker and the kettle. Mm-hmm. The little bit of counter to the right of it has the toaster oven.
Yeah.
Directly above the stove is where we keep the tea and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Above the stove?
Above the stove.
Well, then where's the measuring cup and kosher salt?
That goes in the pantry.
Oh, see, you're fancy. Okay. I don't have a pantry.
That goes, well, it's a closet. Like, okay. And then my drawers go like this. If I'm standing in front of the stove, immediately to my left, top drawer, that is all cutlery, peelers, and the can opener.
Okay.
The drawer right underneath that is all the large cooking cutlery, your ladles, your spatulas, your everything else, and an oven mitt. Underneath that is my scale and my pasta serving bowls. And then underneath that is all of Roxy's things when she was a little kid that we have not cleaned out, but we really need to.
The
scale to weigh food.
Oh.
And our microwave is built into the counter underneath the counter. So to my right, that's where the microwave is with a big drawer underneath the microwave that has all the pot lids and things that need to go into the oven. And then my cupboards directly to the left of my stove is bottom shelf is plates and bowls. Middle shelf is glass cups. Top shelf is coffee and tea mugs. And then immediately to my right is all of my spices, oils, and everything else that I would need to build flavor. So I don't have to move if I'm in front of the stove.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Everything is just right there.
In our kitchen, all of the oils and the spices and seasoning and all that stuff is in the vicinity of the stove. So it's like literally one step or one turn.
Yeah.
You open the cupboard and it's right there. Where, you pull out the drawer and the utensils right there.
Yeah. Where do you keep your straws, coupons, and chocolate?
Do not.
We have one drawer where there's coupons, straws, and chocolate.
No, I got rid of the junk drawer years ago.
The fridge is like a tiny, like a little slit cupboard kind of thing. And that's where like napkins and stuff.
Slit cupboard. I know. Super weird. It's so gross. No, above my fridge, that's my biggest cupboard is above my fridge.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, because that is where I have that, like, oh my God.
Above our fridge, that's where we keep like baking sheets and stuff.
All the baking sheets are all stacked upwards, lined up.
Ours is so high, you need to drag a chair over. So that's just where we put, like, if guests come over, that's where, like, the serving
That's where
stuff.
You put them?
That's where That's where the napkins and serviettes are.
You guys are going to be eating in the upper deck tonight.
In the slit cupboard.
Oh, man, this has been so fun. Special edition of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, Ask Roz and Mocha. Thank you very much for your questions. Keep checking Instagram at Kiss925 because we always have Ask Roz and Mocha on all of our podcasts. So load up that comment section with your questions, and we'll try to get through as many as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.